What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, third hour. And the phone lines are closed right now. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. So what do you want to start with here?
I'd like to start with some interesting developments in the Philippines. The UN has called for a psychiatric evaluation after Duterte puts top human rights expert on his hit list of alleged terrorists. Now, the gal's name is Victoria Tawi Corpuz, and she is the UN Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Human Rights. And Duterte put her on a list of 600 people who have allegedly used acts of terror to undermine the president. And the list labels those on it either communist or New People's Armies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I would suggest to the UN, you follow the money. And this is what this gal did to get her into Deep Kimchi. All right. She was included after she reported on the displacement and killings of the Philippines indigenous Lumad people at the hands of Duterte's armed forces, allegedly due to unfounded suspicions that the Lumads are involved with militant groups or, and here's the money shot, folks, in view of their resistance to mining activities on their ancestral lands. Now, I didn't get exactly who is doing the mining, but Mike, I am sure that President Duterte probably is getting a large cut of this somehow.
I'm sure
somehow.
He's getting a large cut of the action here.
Yeah.
And frankly, if the United Nations is going to start giving world leaders psychiatric evaluations,
yes.
I've got a very, very long list of world leaders who ought to be in that same clinic with Duterte.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Including Obama,
yes.
And Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. And Hillary. Yes.
Yes.
Well, let's go over to some problems we're having here in the U.S. Apparently, there have been toxic chemicals found in drinking waters of two Detroit suburbs. And the contamination, and I'm going to take a moment to try to read these names because they are not native to my speaking of English.
Well, let me help you. Perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
PFAS or PFCs. A suite of chemicals used in thousands of applications, industrial food and textiles. Now,
well, you're sure that they're in safe levels.
Yes.
You know,
safe
levels.
Right.
Yes.
And the new Baltimore Mayor, John Dupre, said in a statement today, I will be attending a meeting with MDEQ early next week to discuss this issue in great detail. You're safe. Folks who live in this area where this has been found, find out for yourself. Mike, isn't there a water testing kit that we have used?
Well, there's the water testing kit,
yeah.
But it's not going to detect these chemicals.
Ah, okay.
That's the problem with that.
Oh, dear. Then where should people go to get their water test?
Well, there are commercial water labs where you can mm-hmm. send it. What was really interesting, I noticed in the documentation there, they said, mm-hmm. we're not issuing a boil advisory. Well, boiling the water wouldn't do anything
no.
with these chemicals. A
no.
boil advisory is in the case of biological contamination,
right.
Germs or virus.
Yeah.
And so it's completely inappropriate for them to even talk about that. But I think they said that to give you that mm-hmm. false sense of security.
Yeah.
But the issue is that, yes, if you drink one glass of that water, these chemicals are probably in presence in such small amounts, it won't hurt you. But if you're drinking that same water day after day after
yeah.
day,
mm-hmm.
week after week, month after month, eventually there's going to be a cumulative effect.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So please don't believe anything the local officials tell you. Go out and check for yourself if you live in these areas. Now, another article that I thought was kind of interesting was titled, and again, this is from Blacklisted News. If you haven't wandered on over there, you might want to think about it. Terrified of losing in court, ISPs with Senator John Kennedy's help are pushing hard for a fake net neutrality law. And now by law, the FCC has to prove that the broadband market changed substantially enough to warrant such a severe reverse of popular policy. And the numerous lawsuits headed the FCC's direction by about 25% to 50% of the states will also take aim at all of the shady and bizarre behaviors by the FCC during its ham-fisted repeal, making up a DDoS attack to try to downplay the John Oliver effect to blocking a law enforcement investigation and rampant fraud that occurred during the public comment period.
I remember that.
Oh, man.
Were filtering those public comments.
Oh, hello.
The overwhelming number of comments were in favor of net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
Those were simply taken out.
Yeah.
And the FCC had their hearings only looking at the comments that said, yes, we need to end net neutrality.
Right.
This is a big stink and a big fight.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, Washington State just passed a net neutrality law of their own, saying that if an ISP wants to operate in Washington State, they have to comply with the concept of net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it looks to me like what's going on is the FCC is afraid they're not going to be able to withstand all of these lawsuits.
Yeah,
that they could easily lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little bit about what is the law. They're trying to come up with a new law that looks like net neutrality but isn't.
Yes. And if I can go back down here a little bit.
Okay.
Last fall, AT&T's favorite, Masha Blackburn, introduced a bill like this called the Open Internet Preservation Act. And while the bill's stated purpose was to reach a compromise and put the net neutrality debate to bed, its real intent is really far more wicked than that. While the bill would ban behaviors ISPs had no real interest in, like the outright blocking of websites, it had a number of loopholes that allowed anti-competitive behavior across a wide variety of fronts, from zero rating tactics that exempt an ISP's own content from usage caps to interconnection shenanigans or anti-competitive paid prioritization. And basically, it's a net neutrality law in name only, underwritten by the broadband industry. I mean, come on, how much more obvious could they make it?
Well, we're seeing basically an attack on the open internet on
mm-hmm.
all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
They want to relegate traffic to a side road, slow down our speeds.
Yeah.
We're seeing that in point of fact, ISPs are now actively blocking websites.
Yep.
Shutting down debate.
Mm-hmm.
There literally is a war going on. Here we go.
Okay.
I've been asked by the control room to take your volume down just a little bit.
Oh, okay. Another article I found very interesting and disturbing, the Parkland shooting. Two Florida SWAT team members have been suspended after responding to the Florida massacre without their boss's permission. And they were identified by the Florida Sun Sentinel. Jeffrey Gilbert and Carl Schlosser did not tell their superiors that they were going to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where the alleged mass shooter, Nicholas Cruz, killed 17 people. They jumped into action because that's what they do. They were trying to help the police at the scene get a handle on what was going on. These two gentlemen, in my eyes, are heroes.
I agree.
And to have suspended them? Holy crud. You know,
We know that the cops were literally, the deputy sheriffs were literally being ordered not to go into the building. And I noticed in this incident up in Napa County at the veterans home,
mm-hmm.
the same thing happened. All kinds of police cars. The police are walking around outside. In
mm-hmm.
fact, they're rather casual about it.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not concerned about being shot at from a window.
Yeah.
And they were, again, ordered to stay outside
mm-hmm.
Because supposedly the suspect there has an automatic weapon.
Okay.
But that's, you know, what the police are supposed to do. The SWAT teams are supposed to do.
Yeah.
Is get on in and deal with it. That's what they're paid to do.
They heard the radio call and they went down to try to help, which is what, you know, and there are still folks, even though we hear a lot about police brutality, there are some very good cops out there. Please remember that. And I think that these people were suspended is just criminal.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And let's bop over to dear old Amazon, which apparently is partnering with British police in a way that is alarming privacy advocates. Now, this is happening in Lancashire. It's northwest England, and they have rolled out a program to broadcast crime updates, photos of wanted missing people, and safety notification to Amazon Echo owners. And since February, there has been a free app to those looking to those using Alexa, which is a cloud-based voice assistant hooked up to the Echo Smart speaker. The first of its kind in the UK, it was developed by the police force's innovations manager in partnership with Amazon developers.
Another reason I'm glad we don't have one of those things in
this
house.
I would never have one of those things in my house, you know. And now what's happening is Amazon's role as an intermediary has increased. Lancashire County will store citizens' crime reports on the servers rather than those operated by police. Hello? This is, Mike, this is a little frightening.
It is a little bit frightening because Amazon has had issues with its cloud servers.
Yeah.
Amazon is trying to become all things to all people.
Yeah.
And those Echo speakers and Alexa, they're listening to you all the time.
Yeah.
There was that story we had the other day where for some reason there's a bug in the system where it will just start laughing
creepily. Yes. Oh, that can't be very comforting to those people having that and using that. But apparently the next thing they're going to do, expected to be launched by the end of this year, will allow users to report crimes directly to their smart speakers. And after that, it's imagined that Alexa might be used not just by civilians, but internally for officers' briefings and important information. And this gets a little bit scary out there.
Actually, I got to be honest with you. I kind of like that last one.
Okay.
It's faster than using 999.
Yes.
And certainly automating the investigative powers of the police. Mm-hmm. That would be legitimate.
Okay.
I mean, I use Dragon Speech here sometimes on this computer to find files and so forth.
Yeah.
It really is handy. So I have to say that I don't have a problem with that last part.
Yeah.
It's the part where it's intruding into your home.
Yes.
And spying on you.
Yeah.
And I certainly, if there's a real emergency to us, we get it on our smartphones, like that incoming ballistic missile we were all warned about.
Yes.
I don't need my smart speaker to be telling me about crimes that are happening well away from my home.
Yeah. And then let's go on to Mueller and his witch hunt. Apparently now, George Nader, a cooperating witness in the Mueller probe, was arrested for child porn in the 80s.
Well, my goodness, no wonder he was willing to become a cooperating witness.
Yeah. And so he's now cooperating into the investigation of collusion between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russia.
Oh, no. The investigation has changed. It's now collusion between Donald Trump and this porn actress.
Yes.
Whatever her name is.
Yeah. And apparently, this guy was a frequent visitor to the Trump White House last year. And a New York Times story last weekend said that Mueller was looking into whether Nader, wait for it, a Lebanese-American with access to Persian Gulf elites, had helped funnel foreign money toward Trump's campaign. Now, come on. We're not talking about Russia here whatsoever. We're talking about other countries that might have benefited from a Trump presidency.
Okay, now, but again, the letter of the law is candidates in this country are not allowed to accept money from foreign interests.
Right.
They do it all the time. The Clintons certainly did.
Oh, Lord, yes.
The Chinagate scandal in 1996, they used Chinese-American citizens as cutouts to make it all look like it was legal.
Yeah.
And, of course, more recently, the payoffs were made as donations to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, if Trump was being given foreign money through this guy, okay, that is a tacky no-no.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that this guy received a package that included both a film of young boys in intimate behavior and pictures depicting boys without clothing. And they conducted the search based on a warrant. Similar material was found in a room that Nader was renting. However, the evidence discovered in the home was ruled as inadmissible because the warrant was challenged, but the material delivered in the original package was not ruled inadmissible at the time, and the charges were dismissed.
That's very interesting. Just very ahead of the jury trial, yes. The charges were dismissed,
yeah.
Which means Nader is on the hook to somebody somewhere.
Oh, he owes big time.
That's a chip in the great game.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you mentioned that Toys R Us is liquidating as early as next week. And so was a place that I was found of. It's called Claire's.
Yes.
And where thousands of young girls went to get their ears pierced for free because they were selling
the earrings to
go with the pierced ears. It's really sad because those are landmark mall stores, and they're going to be gone, you know?
Many iconic stores. Now, Claire's relatively recent, but Toys R Us, I mean, they've been around forever. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we're seeing all these iconic retailers in serious trouble. Mm-hmm. And again, they love to blame it on online sales. Oh, it's that Amazon effect.
No.
But as much as Amazon is doing,
mm-hmm.
online sales still only account for a few percent of consumer spending. The problem is consumers don't have money. Everybody is struggling just to pay their mortgage, their rent, put food on the table. We're starting to see tremendous food inflation out here in Hawaii.
Oh, man.
And it's getting to be a tremendous, tremendous problem.
Yeah.
So we don't have money to go on down and buy things from Claire's or Toys R Us anymore. It's just not there anymore.
I mean, Mike and I occasionally will frequent a big box store. And normally we can get some pretty good deals there on some things, but he and I looked at the final price, and boy, he had to help me out a little bit.
Yeah,
because I hadn't planned that what we got, and I swear to you guys, there was no caviar in the cart at the time.
Yeah,
no filet mignon.
That's what Claire said when we were checking out at Sam's Club. She was looking at the final bill and said, "Where's the caviar we bought?"
Yeah,
the cashier cracked up.
Yeah. But it's really getting bad out here. I do not know how families who want to serve their families healthy meals are able to do it unless they're real whizzes at slow cooking and know how to make every drop count.
Well, everybody's learning how to do that. We've got a slow cooker so we can get the cheaper cuts of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a bit of a struggle. And one of the things that has been a problem for us is the flea market at the bottom of the hill that used to be a drive-in movie theater. It's not a flea market anymore. It's an overflow lot for all the Islands car dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the farmers markets that used to be there
are not
there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but we can now drive further to get to those farmers markets with the Hyundai.
Yes.
Which is in somewhat better condition than the Honda was.
I would say a great deal better.
I still miss the Honda. I love that car.
I know you did. Know. He gets attached to
it. We were growing old together.
All of us. But we realized now that we have the Hyundai, how much the Honda had caused us to be housebound.
Yeah,
because
really.
Mike was really concerned about getting it over the hill to get back into town in Honolulu.
Yeah.
And, we can actually go places now. And,
yeah, we can go over to the other side of the island now, and we can go into Honolulu now. And I'm actually, realizing that my very timid style of driving around with the Honda, I'm having to relearn, how to blend in with traffic.
Yes, yes.
Sort of get my freeway driving chops back.
Yeah, because we haven't been doing it for a while.
Haven't.
You know, if we wanted to go somewhere, sometimes we take a cab.
Yes. Absolutely.
And
we'd rent a car.
Yeah.
If we had people coming in to visit us from the mainland, we'd rent a car. Both for the safety and because the Honda really was looking grubby. All right. We got to take a break now for commercials. We'll be back with more of the Lady Claire after these few words.
Mm-hmm.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Well, Claire, I need this for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, and there we are. Welcome back to the show here, and Claire and I are playing dueling mouse on this system here.
Yes.
And that roar that you hear out the window are these military transport planes taking off from down at the bottom of the hill.
Yep.
So, what is your next story?
At AIPAC, Democrats try to outdo Trump in their devotion to Israel's oppression of Palestinians. Now, there is a journalist I'd love to meet, and his name is David Kleon, and he went on and on and on about Chuck E. Schumer's speech at AIPAC, and this is a no. Let's hear how you really feel, David, about Schumer's speech. He characterized it as bigoted, divisive, embarrassing, as is the while you were busy sucking up to AIPAC, New Yorkers deserved better representation. Because the last time I checked, senators were supposed to be responsible to the people who elected them, right?
Well,
not to a foreign government.
That's the way it's supposed to work here. I love that comment that Schumer made, that the reason there was never going to be peace between Israel and Palestine is the Palestinians don't believe in the Torah.
Hello. You know, it's an absolute insanity. And a lot of it can be laid straight at Israel's feet with U.S. enabling.
Yes.
This oppression of the Palestinian people is horrific and terrible. I mean, they're imprisoning children who don't speak Hebrew. They speak Arabic. And getting them to sign confessions on the older members of families who are not obedient.
Yeah.
To the Israeli rule. And this,
what yeah. Israel has done is basically turned Gaza Strip into a ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing to the Palestinians exactly what the Nazis did mm-hmm. or in Poland,
yeah.
in the Warsaw ghetto.
Yeah. And it breaks my heart. And I will say this very honestly. I want to see a thriving Israel continue. And I also want to see a thriving Palestine be given a chance to survive. I really do. Although, unfortunately, the way that these settlements have been engineered by Tel Aviv means that there is not a possibility right now for a continuous Palestinian entity to exist because of all
contiguous.
Contiguous, yes. Contiguous. Thank you.
Yeah, it was engineered that way.
Yeah.
The settlements are all illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd like to see everybody prosperous and happy, the same as Claire.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, the attitude of too many of our world leaders is mm-hmm. it's not enough that we succeed. Everybody else must fail.
Yikes.
And that certainly seems to be the attitude of the United States government against Iraq, Afghanistan, mm-hmm. Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, Niger, and mm-hmm. wherever else they're located right now.
And wherever else they have the resources that we're expropriating. And getting on with this, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Operation Juniper Cobra, which is a joint air defense exercise with U.S. and IDF forces, has started. And we will have simulated battles on three fronts. And that kind of clarifies who and what is involved in the joint exercise.
Well,
here.
It's already come on out that the main focus of this exercise mm-hmm. Is how they will respond to an attack by Iran.
Right, right. Which means we can expect a false flag any second now.
Well, there was that mm-hmm. Pentagon guy out there saying, you know, there's somebody out there. They're going to set off a low-yield nuclear weapon in the U.S. because they think they can get away with it.
Oh.
No, nobody thinks they can get away with it.
It would be insanity.
It would be insanity.
Yeah.
If there's a low-yield nuclear explosion in the United States, mm-hmm. the United States government did it.
Yeah.
Or Israel did it.
Yeah.
Or they both did
mm-hmm. it. And apparently, this operation is going to be targeting both Hezbollah, which is in Lebanon, which Israel's been making stink face at and wants to invade, and the Gaza Strip, because there's a threat of high-trajectory missiles. Well, hello. What we're expecting is a false flag from either Israel or the United States to kick this off. You know, and I really do not want to see our military involved or used by Israel in this manner whatsoever. Because,
well, you know, you can't expect Israel to use their own children to fight a war. Those Israeli children are precious, you know. The Americans, that's why they're here.
That's the problem.
They're going to be the bullet catchers.
Yeah, you know, I do not want to see our American troops being used as sacrificial lambs.
Yes.
In Israel's regional grab for hegemony. If anyone has ever taken a look and Googled the term Eretz Israel, you will see that bits and pieces of other countries have to come off in order for that to remain, in order for that to happen. And many of our troops are going to be there through the end of March. Guys, it's only the 9th. There's a lot of time before something could happen.
Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be back with more of the Lady Claire after these.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we get back to the Lady Claire, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, just listen to you. Claire sounds so much better. It's good to hear. But hey, listen, I was calling to chime in on the Israel thing, and I wanted to make a point that I didn't have time to make yesterday, and that is that Ahed Tamimi, that 16-year-old Palestinian girl who her cousin was shot in the face, and an hour later Israeli soldiers came on her property, and she actually resisted to the point where she slapped one of them and armed with an assault rifle several Israeli soldiers. And they've imprisoned her for, you know, what she's under military tribunal, what's going to be years. And the point I want to make, Mike, is that given the power to do so, if they will brook no opposition whatsoever, that even if you symbolically, this girl's not a threat to anybody. She's a 16-year-old girl who slapped somebody and had a good reason to do so. But they're calling for her rape in prison and all that kind of thing. And even ministers of justice have said things like that, how she should be beaten and raped in jail. At any rate, given the opportunity, they would do that to anybody. culturally, it is a it's a completely rapacious and insatiably rapacious culture. But the one other thing I want to also, the similarity is that the Germans, Hitler was never elected. But, you know, and all those atrocities took place in Poland or the occupied area under total censorship.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hitler did win the election to Chancellor of Germany.
No. Actually, he was second, and it was brought into the government by Hindenburg.
Okay.
When Hindenburg died, he ascended then. But he never won the election. He never won a majority. But the policies of apartheid and thuggish, you know, brutality. The Israelis have voted for that for 70 years, Mike, and. Not only have they done so, but the conscript army, it's in sight of their whole society. Their children, their parents, their grandfathers all participated in it. The women have participated in it. The paper, the newspaper, there's no censorship there. They're out there reporting on it, and they keep doing it. It's a sick culture. That's my point.
Well, I'm not defending Israel, and frankly, this young lady, it's gone viral around the world. They're even putting up billboards that are equating her imprisonment to that of Nelson Mandela. But technically, had it happened here in the United States, she'd be guilty of assault and battery. Assault is when you take a swing at somebody. Battery is when you actually connect. And yes, it's just a slap. But I think the reason Israel has done this to her is they're trying to set an example. Make an example of her to send a message that, yes, when we come into your home and we shoot your family members and we knock over the walls and everything, you can't even fight back with as much as a slap or bad things will happen to you. It's government by terror. And Israel is treating the Palestinians the way we are told the Nazis treated the Jews. And Poland as well.
I would tell you that in my opinion, because of the multi-generational mass participation and the election and re-election of all this and reaffirmation of these policies for generations, it's worse than the Nazis.
Well, but you're making the assumption that Israel's elections are somehow more honest than those in the United States of America, and I think that's a dangerous assumption.
Well, that may be a dangerous assumption, Michael, but what is not an assumption is that there's mass participation on this, that their conscript army, which is co-educational, for generations has done that and participated in these atrocities, and they keep going on.
Well, look at the atrocities being committed by the U.S. armed forces in all these other countries. Look at Abu Ghraib. Yes, I agree. Israel is behaving very, very badly, but I think we really ought to be cleaning our own house out first before we try and reascend the throne as the moral human rights guide to the rest of the world. We're a world that's basically gone to war. And again, troops do bad things when they're ordered to do bad things. They shouldn't, but they do. The problem isn't the people of Israel or even the conscripts. It's that small group of civilian leaders who think this is the direction that Israel, or for that matter, the United States, ought to be going. And as we saw at last week's AIPAC, Israel is dictating much of what the U.S. is doing in foreign countries.
Well, that's my point. That's another point, Michael, would we be doing this if we're not being used as their cat's paw? And maybe we wouldn't be. Maybe the whole history of the last 30 years or so would be different had the neocons and AIPAC and all that not controlled our foreign policy. Maybe we wouldn't be where we're. Maybe there, it's the toxic, it's the toxic
subversion.
Influence of the Israelis. Yeah.
It's subversion is the word that you're looking for. It certainly goes back further than 30 years. Even Harry Truman was complaining about undue Jewish influence in the affairs of the U.S. government. And when he signed that letter recognizing the new state of Israel, it was basically in response to a tremendous amount of arm twisting and lobbying by Jewish groups in the United States of America. And even so, he did make a change because the original letter referred to Israel as the Jewish state, and he struck that out and he just replaced it with the nation of Israel because he realized that declaring a state based on a religion was a giant step backward for human civilization.
Mike, I read something just over the last 2 days, and maybe I sent it to you, maybe I didn't, but Dave, some historian has uncovered the fact that J.P. Morgan was buying up in 1915 and 16 20 or 25 newspapers to take control of their editorial policy to get us into war. And when he died in 22 or 23, and this is a fact, it became, when his estate was settled, it was, and he was like the richest man in the United States at the time, or one of them. It was found that he only controlled 25% of his empire, and the rest of that was the Rothschilds. So even back in World War One, the 25 papers or whatever that were bought up to get us into that war was done by basically a Jewish lobby. So,
well, there were other interests as well. Remember, no war or assassination is ever done for just one reason or one group. When you have a large assortment of special interests that all have their own agendas, and all of those agendas are solvable by the same war or assassination, that's when they're going to happen. So certainly Israel and the Jewish lobby is a part of it, but there are definitely other players that are involved in all of this stuff. Great Britain wanted to crush Germany because Germany was an economic threat to Great Britain. The Germans have always been very clever about factories and machinery, and they were out there selling products that Britain couldn't match. And so that was Britain's motive for wanting to have a war with Germany. When World War One broke out, it was supposed to be a war between Austria-Hungary and Serbia, following the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. But everybody saw an opportunity to say, hey, this is our chance to take down Germany. And that's why the war mutated away. And all of a sudden, Germany was the bad guy. And my grandfather, the one who used to get drunk with Nixon, served in that war. He was hit with mustard gas. He lost a lung. He won the Croix de Guerre, but he wouldn't say what he did to get it. Same thing in World War II. When the Nazis kicked out the private central bank imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles, their economy exploded. It was called the German miracle, and they began building their factories and starting to make products that Britain couldn't compete with. And Winston Churchill actually went on the radio before World War II and said, if Germany is allowed to start selling products all over Europe, you know, then obviously World War One was fought in vain. So, again, it all comes down to money, territory, and control. And there are a number of players, and they're all equally guilty. And it's not appropriate to try and just say it's just AIPAC or it's just Israel or it's just this. We know that Okay. All right. Well, it sounded like you were going there.
Well, but I will say that the bankers, the Rothschilds, J.P. Morgan, that's a major influence. I would tell you, I think it's a decisive influence, just as I think the neocons and AIPAC is a major, and the banks now are a major and decisive reason why we're in all these wars, and Israel, of course. But at any rate, that's all I'm saying. It's not the only reason. Of course, you're right. But I don't know if it would happen without that.
It's interesting to debate whether it would have happened or not. I think actually it would have, at least from the point of view of the United States of America, because every time they get the economy into a total mess, they get into a world war, maybe not to solve it, but to at least have something to blame the economic crashes on and the economic hardships on. That's certainly been a factor here. If you remember General Wesley Clark, he blew the whistle on the U.S. agenda in the Middle East. It was all about controlling the oil and controlling what currency that oil was traded in, because all of these countries were starting to break away from the petrodollar deal in the awareness that the United States could no longer protect them from the aggressions of Israel. And so it was purely economic on the part of the United States, as well as the agenda to contain Russia, which the U.S. now thinks is interfering with their right to dominate the world.
that central bank thing again, Mike. But
yes.
Well, listen, thanks very much, guy. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you.
You
all
too.
Right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we're going to get back to the Lady Claire. So, Claire, take it away.
Well, there has been a very interesting development in London. Armed men have raided the Iranian embassy in London. And early reports say that four guys forced their way into the embassy while threatening people on the scene with machetes and baseball bats.
That does it. 15-day waiting period for baseball bats.
Amen to that, brother.
Okay.
And the London police have reportedly deployed around the embassy, but have taken no action. And this gets stranger and stranger, Mike. The slogans chanted by the raiders indicate that they are members of the Sadiq Shazirai Shiite extremist sect supported by London.
This is another goad at Iran.
Oh, yeah. And come on. What are they digging for and how did they get into the embassy? Is it so badly guarded? Man, if I had an embassy in a foreign capital and this was allowed to happen, I mean, I'd move it. I'd say, we can't be here. We can't be safe.
Maybe that's what the agenda is here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, London supports these people.
Yeah,
London
yeah.
probably paid for the machetes and baseball bats.
Yeah, you know, but that sounds so weird. It sounds like an inside job. MI5, MI6.
Well, could certainly be that. And again, the, mm-hmm. the goal may be to try and provoke Iran
yep.
or to get Iran to close its embassy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that once Syria is pacified,
mm-hmm.
Iran is next on the list.
Yes, on the to-do list. Now, the British government is duty-bound to seriously and decisively fulfill its responsibility to protect the Islamic Republic of Iran's diplomats and diplomatic centers and immediately arrest and prosecute those who have trespassed the diplomatic sanctuary, a spokesman said.
Well, I would have a question.
Hello.
And this has to do with the way embassies are constituted.
Yeah.
Technically, the grounds of the Iranian embassy represent sovereign Iranian territory.
Yeah.
Where the London police would have no jurisdiction unless the Iranian ambassador said, we need you to come in here, which I assume probably happened.
Yeah. I would imagine. But the timing of this just smells to high heaven.
It does indeed.
Yeah, and I think it's a precursor to what may be coming, especially after the meetings between Netanyahu and President Trump.
I think Netanyahu told Trump, forget mm-hmm. about North Korea, put it on the back burner. Your job is to get Iran for
mm-hmm. us. Yeah. And in another political tit-for-tat situation, the RNC chair has called on DNC chair to address the party's ties to America's leading anti-Semite, Louis Farrakhan. Mike, what do you think of this?
Well, again, they're digging at each other.
Yeah.
Putin is right. Our political system is eating itself.
Yeah.
And I know the Jewish Republican Coalition in Congress is calling on 9 Democratic congresspeople to resign,
yeah,
because they've associated with Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's got nothing to do with Louis Farrakhan. It has to do with trying to negate the Democrats' potential gains in Congress
mm-hmm.
This November.
It's a political game of gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And you know how everyone yesterday when the announcement was made that Kim Jong-un and President Trump were going to meet before May?
Yes.
There's a headline in Zero Hedge, again, a very sober blog that I like. Not so fast. White House says North Korea must take concrete actions before Trump-Kim meeting.
Now, when they first announced the meeting yeah. before May, there were supposed to be no conditions.
Yeah.
And apparently somebody has come on out. And they've basically thrown a monkey wrench into the gears
yeah.
by saying that North Korea has to do concrete actions, which means they're back to saying North Korea has to dispose of its nuclear weapons first.
That's not going to happen.
No,
Mike.
It's not going to happen. We're back to square one on this whole situation. This is a negotiating tactic
yeah.
That our government has unfortunately caught from its long association with Israel,
mm-hmm.
because Israel always approaches a negotiation saying, you give us what we want first,
mm-hmm.
then we'll sit down and talk, and maybe we'll do something nice for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah.
always been their attitude. Now, Kim Jong-un has, in fact, already said all research and testing and development of nuclear weapons has come to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to lock the doors and walk away. But what obviously the United States wants is for those weapons to be destroyed so that when North Korea is invaded, they can't really fight back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there has been an interesting development on the dodgy dossier against President Trump. Apparently, this poisoned Russian spy is linked to Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote it. And this guy was poisoned along with his daughter in Salisbury, as well as 21 other people.
Now, that right there tells us it's not Russia.
No.
Because they're very pro. They're experts at making deaths look like accidents.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to target somebody with a message, they just target that one person.
Yeah.
This is too sloppy to be Russian work. We'll be back after these few commercials.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our show on this Pauhana Friday. And Claire, take it away.
Yeah, something I think we need to be paying attention to. During a congressional hearing on Wednesday, U.S. military leaders publicly took Russian President Vladimir Putin to the woodshed. verbally only, for unveiling six powerful new weapons during his annual address to lawmakers, including what is believed to be a modified Iskander ballistic missile capable of defeating U.S. and NATO anti-ballistic missile systems. Now, Mike, you have an explanation for this about what makes these missiles the Russians have far superior to what we've got. Could you share that?
Well, first of all, I don't agree that they'd simply modified an Iskander.
Okay.
Because the description of that particular weapon is out of the flight regime of the normal Iskander. I think it's something completely new.
Okay.
But basically, they've devised weapons that are very much faster than our anti-ballistic missile systems are able to deal with.
Yeah.
They're maneuverable. They're intelligent. They've got long range, and they're able to basically circle around and flank our current defenses. But I understand that the military-industrial complex is going to seize on this development to scream, "We must have more money,
more money."
You know, we don't need all those schools and roads or and hospitals and anything.
Yeah.
We need the money. But I think Putin was sending a different message. He wasn't trying to provoke anything. He was trying to reinforce the idea that nuclear war is unthinkable, so the U.S. should stop thinking about it, because he's probably heard all this talk about people in Washington who just want to uncork a nuclear attack on Russia, you know, and get it over with. Paul Craig Roberts was saying that his sources inside the Beltway were saying, there's all this crazy talk in there about, like, you know, the heck with it all. Let's just go ahead and launch all the missiles and get it over with.
You know, it seems to me, Michael, that there was a time, maybe I'm just being naive, but there was a time when the United States was capable on a diplomatic level of pursuing what it wanted, its geopolitical agendas, through honorable, hard-won negotiations rather than war. But right now, the military policy that I'm seeing, it's like a kid with a hammer who thinks everything's a nail and must be nailed down.
Well, that's coming from the military-industrial complex because they hate times of peace.
Yeah.
In times of peace, there's no money. There's no promotion. They just sit there waiting for something to happen. When a war comes along, the money pours on in, promotions pour on in. And yes, when you create this military-industrial complex that has a need for there to be war, they will make sure that war is going to happen. And that's a big problem. And Eisenhower did warn us about this.
He nailed
it. Farewell address.
Yeah.
He warned us about the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
And he said it is a danger to American institutions. And his warning has turned out to have been quite accurate.
Yeah, because there's, I mean, even with the huge amounts of money that is being spent by the U.S. government, there is really only so much. And if it's going to war and weapons of war, it's not going to the infrastructure. It's not fixing the problems that we have right here at home.
It certainly isn't. We're in a wartime economy.
Yep.
They don't want to admit it, but we have been for several years. There's the music. It's time for us to get on out of here. Have yourselves a really good weekend. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Meanwhile, please continue to take what you learn here and the What Really Happened website and forward it to all your friends. Use mailing lists, anything that you can. We're being censored on social media, so I wouldn't bother with that.
Nope.
But just keep getting it on out there. Keep talking with all of your friends. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.